immediately. It provides for them to be triggered if, in the event of some findings by the Secretary of Agriculture, which are findings that for the year there will be in excess of 110% of the quota in imports, and it also has quite a good growth formula.
Let me follow that now. You lost me on 110%.
Yes, the quota doesn't go into effect, but after January 1, 1965, if the Department of the Secretary of Agriculture finds that for the year the quota is going to, the imports are going to exceed 110% of the base period.
That's the year 64.
For the year 60. For the year 65, it doesn't apply this year at all. Then beginning next January, if the Secretary of Agriculture finds either before January or during the course of the year that the imports will exceed 110% of the base period.
Which imports into the United States during 65.
That's,
will he be guessing as to what they might be? How would he find out in January what they would be?
Well, it'll just be a prediction. If he predicts at any time, he puts the quota into effect. Now, he may predict January 1st, or he may predict not make the prediction then. He may predict it the end of the first quarter, the end of the second quarter, the end of the third quarter.
If he anticipates or predicts or finds that they're going to exceed 110%
of the base period, which is the 59-63 period,
then he puts a quota in that makes it the quota 110% of the base period.
No, the quota will be actually the base period. He has that leeway, however. So that actually the practical effect is that they can go up to 110% of the base period. And the growth formula, which is quite a good one, it really gives the foreign countries the same ability to grow in the American market that the domestic cattle industry has. And then there is discretion in you to suspend or to enlarge the quota at any time that you find that there are overriding national economic or national security interests, or it also permits the suspension or enlargement of the quota if beef cannot be provided at accepted unreasonable prices. So we've really got quite a lot of flexibility in it.
What's going to be the reaction with your countries, importing?
Well, we're going to call them in and tell them, and I think that we can prevent them from retaliating. It'll take some doing. At least they won't retaliate now, and they won't retaliate till such time as the quota may have to be put into effect. But I think that there is a provision in this that if we can negotiate an international agreement that has the effect of achieving the purposes of the act, then the quotas will be suspended. So that we've got an opportunity to try to work this thing out with the countries. I think they'll want to play ball. And by and large, well, there may be some outcry. I think we can dampen it the way down. And we got a lot better result than I thought we would. But it's as I say, there were 14 hours with the cattle industry people over the weekend, and we've been negotiating with the committee before that for 2 days.
Well, now the committee tentatively reached an agreement on Saturday.
We're meeting again with the committee at 2 o'clock this afternoon, which will really be a ratification of the deal that's negotiated with the cattle industry. And the committee has told us that if we could work out something with the cattle industry, of course the committee then will report the bill out to, and Wilbur Mills and Bird will go out on the floor and support it.
Who are the people, the leaders of the tough cookies in the cattle industry?
It's the Cattlemen's Association. I personally haven't dealt with them because I didn't. I've had one of my men, who's a very good young lawyer, who's been working with them. McMillan is the chief lobbyist for them. Then there is a fellow named Magdans, a fellow named Dudley Camel, and a man named Brooks Keough that represent various elements in it. They're not a very well tied together group, but they've been working effectively, and they've done a damn good job of organizing a lobby here.
Now, what are you going to do with the people like the Times and the Post and so forth?
Have
you got a picture where you can show them that really this is not going to really do more than the voluntary agreement?
We'll get them in today.
Is that a factual statement?
No, it will do more than the voluntary agreement, but what we're going to get the Times and Post to do is to climb down and try to get them to say this was the best deal that could be worked out under the circumstances, and hopefully won't be harmful to American...
I thought that under the voluntary agreement that we would not exceed the base period this year when we got in the imports from the latter part of the
Under the formal voluntary agreements, there was only a 6% cutback from 1963, but we had, after those agreements were executed, we then had very informal arrangements with these countries that they wouldn't exceed the 1959-63.
That's right. Well, what I've been saying to the cattlemen on the authority I thought of Secretary was that we did not anticipate and believe that we had arrangements made where we would not import more for this full year, 64, than was imported during that base period.
That's right.
Now, can't we say then to the New York Times that under the arrangements we had, we felt that it would really be dumping if you imported more in view of the huge increases in 62 and 63. We felt like that when you went above that, because we had two big years of substantial dumping,
right,
that this was a fair area to stay with the base period. And although we did not want to start legislating in this field at all, we obtained voluntarily what we thought was just and what could have been legislated. And now, since this legislation was going to be forced upon us, we have worked out an agreement with them that really does not gain for them any more than they would have gained this other way, but it satisfies them better and it doesn't hurt us either.
I think we can, I'll certainly give them this line, and I hope we can sell most of it. I think we probably can.
I think the fact that you have work with the countries involved and gotten them to really a meeting of the minds on imports ought to be the base period. Now you've got that, and they have agreed to cut back in order to give you that. Now then you've got Congress to agree to the same thing without having to write it in arbitrary legislation.
Well, I think I'll give them the best-selling job I can, Mr. President.
I'd sure see Carl Albert knows it before he goes into that convention. He's on TV this morning, and they embarrassed him with it.
I'll give Carl a ring.
He apparently didn't know it, and so tell him.
Yeah, I'll call him right now.
Bye.
Thanks, Mr. President.